Task 3, page 31.
When one thinks of culture, the majesty of the ancient world and the foundations of our modern society, many would immediately think of ancient Greece. That's why when I picked my next holiday overseas, I knew it had to be a trip to Athens. As a student of classics, I found the city undeniably attractive due to my love of Greek civilization. A love that I knew I wouldn't be able to fully appreciate until I had actually stood in front of the Acropolis and saw it with my own two eyes. So, immediately enthralled, I went online and booked my trip, and from the very first moment knew that I had made an incredible choice. What started as a journey of academic furtherance and appreciation rapidly became a quest of self-discovery and comparison. A comparison presented through a dynamic juxtaposition of the very old and very new found only in the city of Athens. This point is perfectly illustrated at the site of the Acropolis itself. For above that peak where the ancient Parthenon stands, you are indeed transported to the splendor of the ancient world. Walking on those stones and seeing those huge columns of white marble, I felt my heart full of the wonder of history that I had when I was a small child. Yet, at the base of the hill of the Acropolis, sits the most striking monument to modernism in an incredible state-of-the-art museum which chronicles the Acropolis of ancient Athens. Within that wonderful museum's walls, I found artifacts that I had only ever seen in books up to that point. Exquisite painted pottery, elaborate statues, and gold coins and jewelry. On more than one occasion, I found myself having to steady my breathing and still my beating heart. It was a sentiment that I knew full well that many of the other visitors shared as I heard their gasps and excited comments. Children asking questions to their parents and tour groups listening in fascinated reverence to the words of their guides as they explained each exhibit. There in that hall of culture, I found myself strangely at home, even though I was in a distant foreign land.